Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fake handoff to Stevenson. May feeling the pressure. Taking a shot. He's got his man. It's Pop Douglas, and he is in. Touchdown. 53-yard strike from May. First and 10 Patriots as they work from the Saints 25. May again. Going to throw towards the end zone, and it is caught. Ooh. Touchdown. Keyshawn Booty with a snatch. Patriots threatening. May takes a shot down the field. It's Booty. Touchdown.
Just imagine where this New England team could be 5-6 weeks from now if they continue on this trajectory as they come to New Orleans and they take care of business against the Saints.
You know, 3 in a row. We got to keep going and building on it. We're on the road again, but no, it feels good to win, and it feels good to win on the road. It's always nice to win on the road, and like I said, just trying to step up leadership wise, and defense played covered our butts in the second half. They played their butts off.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo,
it's Arcan on WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We're live in our Brighton studios. We're powered by Verizon. We're Boston Sports Original, and we're here with you tonight for
9, 8, 7, 6. Six it is then.
Actually, it's just 1 hour tonight. One quick hour as we lead into Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football tonight. A couple of nice ones. We got Buffalo and Atlanta coming your way at 7:15, and then at 8:15, it's the Bears and the Commanders. But we'll have the Buffalo game. Is that correct?
Yeah. We will have game number one.
Of course. So there you go. As you just heard from Andy Hart, it's an important game tonight, not just if you happen to be gambling on it. And if you are, I pity you these days. Anyone who's still gambling on the NFL, the way these referees are throwing these flags, I'm staying away. I may quit gambling, honestly. I may quit today.
I was going to say, is this a self-talk to yourself?
It kind of is. And you know what? I did okay this weekend. I had a nice little college football Saturday, and I did well yesterday. I didn't make a lot of money, but I didn't lose any. And, made a little pocket change. And I'm, first of all, in the Patriots game, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but just in terms of the gambling angle, the sports gambling has been legal now for a couple of years. And it looks like sports gambling has been legal now for a couple of years with some of these calls. And I'm not, again, I did okay this weekend. But if I hadn't, oh man, it would be the whole hour probably. That was some preposterous refereeing this weekend. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the now red-hot New England Patriots, the red-hot Drake May, the red-hot Mike Vrabel, and how this team is getting dangerously close to eclipsing my win total for them at the beginning of the year, which was a mere 6 games. And they're getting close to doing that by the time we get to the trade deadline, which is week 8, which is also something that I want to be keeping a closer eye on than I feel like anybody is at this particular moment. But as far as that game was concerned, I really like that game. I thought it was a very interesting, very compelling game. I think the Saints are a better team maybe than they than people thought going into it. I was sort of on that early on. I didn't think that it was going to be a walkover for the Patriots. I thought they'd cover the 3.5. You know, I thought that they would be okay in terms of all of that. But I didn't think it was going to be a big blowout where they, you know, put in Josh Dobbs for the last, you know, three series or whatever. Like, I just didn't think that that was the kind of game you were going to be getting. I think that Saints defense is pretty tough when they want to be. They do have some good players, but all in all, I mean, it's just not a very strong unit. And offensively, Spencer Rattler's better than I think for a fifth-round quarterback. Not that bad. I thought he was pretty good. Chris Olave gave him some trouble. It was a pretty tight game. It was a pretty close game. And after beating a team like the Buffalo Bills, to go on the road against a team that's easy to overlook like the Saints, and I bet you a lot of teams are going to overlook the Saints this year. And they'll probably either surprise some teams or give some good teams good games. But the Patriots were able to hold off a team that had chances to beat them and secure that win. I really like the fact that the Patriots now have a quick strike offense, and you saw it right away. You saw it twice, actually, before the referees started their performance, which was, I mean, just, it was really, the one in the beginning, on the second Douglas touchdown, what they were lining up to kick the field goal. Like, I've never seen a flag come that late ever in my life. Even Drake May today, and I know they tell those players, they tell them, hey, don't say anything about the refs. You know, just don't, it's not worth it. Just don't do it. And even Drake May today was like, yeah, that was the latest flag I've ever seen at any level in my entire life. And he's not a very old person, but I'm older than him, and that's the latest flag I've ever seen at any level in my life. I mean, that was preposterous. And then the explanation afterwards was ridiculous. But the Patriots were able to absorb that, go on down and score anyway. If you were worried that the whole offense was Steph Diggs, Kayshon Boutte had something to say about that, as did Pop Douglas, as did Mac Hollins, who made a couple big catches in this game. That was the type of game where I think Diggs was getting some extra attention, and the other wide receivers were able to make plays. Drake May, I thought, was phenomenal once again. And I thought that all in all, with the quick strike ability, I really thought the run game was going to be a lot better. I thought when they had those first couple of bombs down the field, I thought, all right, well, now this New Orleans team is just going to be playing back the whole time, and you're going to be able to run all over them. Nope. And if you did, if you had been able to do that, then this would have been a multi-score win game. This would have covered any spread. You know, like if you were able to actually move the ball on the ground against that New Orleans team after you clearly demonstrated that you could go deep down the field on them, then that would have been a much, much more lopsided score. And the fact that they weren't able to do that, I think, is a testament to how much work that running game needs. But you didn't need it didn't need enough work that you couldn't beat the Saints. That was an important win, I think, for this team. I also think that in many ways, all the gushing I did about the defense and how they were able to hold the Buffalo Bills to 20 points last week kind of goes out the window when the Saints score 19 on you, because that's not a team that scores a lot of points. All right? The Bills and the Saints, I mean, it's not a lot of points, obviously, but I did think that the defense was kind of on their heels a few times, and that if they had a quarterback who was, I don't know, a little better than Spencer Rattler, then you may have been looking at a potentially different outcome there, because they had chances at the end of that game. They definitely had chances there, and it seemed like the Patriots were letting them hang around way, way too long. That being said, my favorite part of the game, my favorite sequence of the game, was going into halftime, that two-minute drill that they had after New Orleans kicked the field goal to take the lead. It was 14-13. New Orleans goes down there after the turnover on downs with that awful snap. They go back down. They only go about 30 yards, but they kick a field goal, and they go up 16-14. And I thought, boy, going into the half trailing against this team is really not what you want. I hope they can put a drive together here. And not only did they put a drive together, I thought that was one of the nicest drives the Patriots have had. You know, he was spreading it all over the field. Douglas was getting some looks. Henry was getting looks. Steph Diggs had a nice big pick up there. And then, boom, that touchdown, the booty was just, oh, it was beautiful. It really, really was. And then the two-point conversion I also thought was nice.
Another thing about the officials we'll get into later.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't want to just spend all night on that, but that was another ridiculous one. But that was a beautiful, beautiful play. Beautiful play to Booty. And Drake May and Booty, I think, have already established a chemistry that goes back to last season. He was one of the few guys that Drake could look for. And in the wide receiver room anyway, I mean, obviously Hunter Henry was there, but he was one of the few wide receivers that I think really developed anything and built any sort of connection with Drake May that you could feel good about on a week-to-week basis. I don't know what they were like in practice, but certainly when it came to, you know, Sundays, that was the only one. And it wasn't exactly like it was super consistent either. But boy, did he show out again, and he's already had a good game. He's already had a 100-yard game. So now you got two wide receivers who have not established themselves yet. I mean, obviously, Steph Diggs is established, but Kayshon Booty now is establishing himself as a legitimate and credible number two wide receiver in the NFL, and that's exactly what Drake May needed. And I think that May's ability and Steph Diggs' leadership, both of those things, I think, are very instrumental in how this is all coming together. And I think that's a really, really nice development for an offense that wide receiver-wise, anyway, had been stuck in the mud for, I don't know, since Wes Welker was here. Like, it's been a long time, all right? And Julian Edelman, I mean, obviously Julian Edelman was great, but he shouldered the load by himself for a long time. You know, there wasn't anybody in the wide receiver room. I mean, Gronk was there, but there wasn't anybody else in the wide receiver room, you know, for a while that you really felt great about. In the end, it was Philip Dorsett and like the rest of these guys who, you know, God bless them, but it was all Edelman. So now you have two guys. Now you have two guys who appear to be connected and on the same page as the quarterback in a way that I don't really know that I can. Jacoby Myers with Mac, maybe? Jacoby Myers and Brady at the end? Like, you know, outside of Edelman, it's hard to really think of that. And even though we're only 6 weeks into the season, it's pretty obvious. I mean, you know it when you see it, and we hadn't seen it for a while. So that's just another nice development that I'm seeing here. And that was my favorite part of the game. Then they get the ball in the second half and go on a 12-play drive to kick the field goal and go up by two scores. And I thought that was another important thing because you knew that New Orleans was going to go and try and make adjustments. They had a lot of different things to look at, mistakes that they were making. The Patriots did too, and I thought them coming out, getting that field goal, and then there wasn't a three and out. The Saints did pick up a first down, and I'll tell you what, I think that was right around the time with that Brandon Cooks completion. You remember when Brandon Cooks caught that ball, and you were like, what?
I totally forgot he was still playing.
Brandon Cooks is still in the NFL? Exactly what I thought. I said, when did this happen? I don't think that was during that sequence. It was later on. But yeah, they did pick up a first down there. Patriots stopped them. They both punted. And then fourth quarter opens. New Orleans goes down the field, not very far, but far enough that they're able to kick another field goal. And that kicker of theirs is pretty good. Group, he's a, you know, pretty steady leg right there. And now all of a sudden it's a 6-point game, and that's the scariest score, isn't it? When you're only up 6 points on a team that you know you're better than, but you're their house and you're having trouble moving the ball in the second half, which the Patriots did, by the way. It wasn't the second half was a lot uglier than the first, offensively anyway. And whatever adjustments New Orleans made, you could tell they were taking effect after that first drive. The first drive to get the field goal, I'll give them credit for that. But after that, it was pretty dead. I mean, they didn't really have much going for him there. May got sacked. You know, it was a little shaky. And New Orleans did have their chances. They did have their chances. They fumbled. That guy Johnson fumbled and that got overturned. There was a challenge there, which was one of two challenges that Vrabel had that were both really, really important. And I want to touch on that in just a second too, because boy, you know, I don't really remember Gerard Mayo ever taking an action like that and having it work out. You know, it just seemed like first of all, they weren't even in that many games where a challenge would make a difference at the end. It just seemed like it was mostly, you know, them just fighting to not get blown out. But Vrabel had two challenges there. He was right on top of everything. I'm sure he was aware of the fact that the refs were having a terrible, terrible night. He didn't make a big deal about it. He threw the challenge flag when he had to, and I'm sure he was giving them an earful all throughout the game. You saw them interacting a few times, but it didn't seem like he was losing his mind about it either. You know, he just was like, okay, this is happening. We can still win the game. You know, like, let's just go out there. I'm going to throw my challenge flag here. He challenged another one at the end, and they were both great challenges on the Booty play, too. The out-of-bounds play, that was a great challenge there, too. Those were two great calls by him. And I don't know if it was all him. I don't know if someone got in his ear and told him, hey, you got to challenge that or what. But either way, that was the outcome. And just based off of, at this time last year, what we were looking at with Mayo and Jacoby Brissett in the first couple of weeks of Drake May and just how many dumb mistakes they'd make every quarter, it seemed like, you're not seeing a lot of that anymore. You're not. You're still seeing some penalties. You're still seeing some issues. It's not perfect yet. But, boy, just from the top down, you know, you lead by example when it comes to stuff like that. And I thought Vrabel and the challenge flags was really, really encouraging in a lot of ways. But when was it that Rattler hit? Maybe it was at the end of the game when he hit Cooks? Yeah. It was on that last drive. Patriots punt. There's 2 minutes to go, and they start the two-minute drill with a bomb down the middle to Brandon Cooks for 21 yards. I think Gonzalez was on him, too. And I forgot Brandon Cooks was in the league. I really did. I remember him when he started off with the Saints. He was one of the best receivers in the league. And the Patriots gave up a first-round pick to bring him in. And then he had that awful play in the Super Bowl, and then they traded him away for a first-round pick, and that was that. I think he ended up in Dallas. I forget where else he played. But now he's back in New Orleans, still going. And that was a big-time play for a guy who hadn't done anything else in the game. You didn't even know he was out there. And then all of a sudden, he makes this big-time catch. I was impressed by that. And then I was also impressed by the Patriots shutting them down after that one. And Rattler going to Olave, going to Shahid. I mean, those two guys are pretty explosive. And the Patriots were ready for him. Patriots got the job done. And, you know, Vrabel's challenges, I thought, were a huge, huge factor in that game. So with all that being said, you go back to a season ago, and you look at how after the win in week one, things deteriorated so quickly. And by the time you got to week six, it was just what's going on? How are we supposed, how do you fix this? What do you do about this? And instead, the conversations we're having now are much, much, much different. After the Patriots won in week one, they didn't win again until week eight last year. Now they're already up to four wins. And I think that to not only see the effect that that's having on, you know, the fan base and the national media and Vegas, who now have Drake May in the MVP odds conversation, which I thought it was funny when Fitzy asked Drake May about that. The MVP, Drake. I was waiting for him to be like, yeah, hell yeah. And didn't expect that, but that would have been funny. But that's now the conversation that's being had. You're not a laughingstock anymore. You're not a joke anymore. And with each win and big performance, with each jaw-dropping Drake May completion or escape or throw on the run or whatever it is that he's doing out there, I mean, he's really been making some plays. And we'll get to a little bit more into what Drake May has been doing so well. But you could just tell listening to him. You could tell he's having fun out there. He's enjoying himself. They have got to make sure that kid stays upright. They have got to make sure he takes care of himself when he's going to the ground, when he takes off running, which he's still doing. I mean, he's out there. And there was a couple of times where I saw him get through the line, and all of a sudden there was no space whatsoever, and I was just thinking, slide. Does he have enough room to slide? Can he slide? He got down, and he didn't get hit, but he's got to be really careful about
that. There was that one time he ran right into Stevenson.
Right.
Which was maybe the safest time he went down.
True. But that's just something I'm keeping my eye on. Because Mego wrote about it today. I've heard other people talking about it today. Things are looking good right now. But it doesn't take a lot. You know, it doesn't take a lot for things to suddenly go sideways. And when you have a team that's not particularly deep, which is not necessarily, by the way, the fault of Mike Vrabel or even Elliot Wolf, although his draft last year was not a good one, it's more than that. A team that's not very deep is usually a team that doesn't draft well, and for the last 5 years prior, they had not drafted well. Although I will say the Booty and Douglas picks are looking a lot better. The Booty pick's looking great. And Douglas, I thought, you know, definitely made a bit of an impact. But all in all, this is not a very deep team. It's a shallow team with some good top-end talent and a quarterback that seems to be developing right in front of our eyes. And developing into something special. And that's what I want to get into at 617-779-7937 right after Joe Braverman here. Get you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Patriots made it back home yesterday following their win in New Orleans, 25-19 for their third straight victory. They now sit with a record of 4-2. The Pats will focus on a Mike Vrabel revenge game in Nashville this Sunday against the 1-5 Tennessee Titans. Tennessee, who earlier today fired their head coach Brian Callahan after a 4-19 record in Callahan's season plus as head coach. In roster news for the Pats, they have waived offensive lineman Laydon Robinson from injured reserve. Staying in the NFL, it's a Monday Night Football doubleheader. The late game at 8:15 will be the Bears taking on the Commanders, while the early game at 7:15 will be the Bills playing the Falcons, which you can listen to right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM via Westwood One beginning at 7 o'clock. The Bruins lost their first game of the season earlier today, 4-3 to the Lightning from TD Garden. Tampa led 2-0 after the first period and 4-1 early in the second. Boston got goals from Casey Mittelstadt, the first as a Bruin from Jordan Harris and Morgan Geeky. The Bees will now go on a 3-game West Coast road trip beginning Thursday night in Vegas versus the Golden Knights. Game 2 of the ALCS is underway from Toronto, and it is 3-3 in the bottom of the fourth. Seattle leads the series 1-0. They got a first-inning 3-run home run from Julio Rodriguez, but Toronto answered back in the first and the second innings. Later tonight, the NLCS will get started between the Dodgers and the Brewers. First pitch at 8:08 from Milwaukee. And in Red Sox news, according to our own Rod Bradford, nearly everyone from Alex Cora's coaching staff are expected to return to their same roles in 2026. The only name that won't be back for the Sox is assistant hitting coach Ben Rosenthal. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Drake, what does it mean to you that, you know, with the game on the line there, 3rd and 11, obvious passing situation, the same thing to do is just hand it off, but they put the ball in your hands and they trust you'll make the right decision and put the team in a position?
Yeah, it's just about making good decisions. I think it's just trying to prove it over and over again. You'll be consistent in doing that, and known to be smart with the football. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that, in that situation is try to, get a first down, safe throw, to the sideline. And what a play by Booty. It felt right, being back home for him.
Drake May. What can you say? I mean, he's just killing it. Second in the NFL right now in completion percentage. He is fifth in yards. He is eighth, tied for eighth in touchdowns. QB rating, the ESPN QB rating, he's seventh. Passer rating, fourth. Forget top 10. He's crawling into the top five here. Early in the year to say this, sure. And yeah, there's some guys that are injured. Lamar Jackson is very much injured. All right, we're all watching these games. And some of these other quarterbacks aren't really performing at a super high level at the moment. Looking at you, Justin Herbert. Looking at you, Jaden Daniels. Not that they're not winning games, per se. But they're not exactly putting up, top five, top ten numbers. And that's not to say that that's all that matters. But it sure helps. Oh, it sure helps if you're trying to win games. QB play in this league, I mean, it's gotten so important. It's become the entire lifeblood of the whole game. And it has been for a long time. It's not like that's anything new, but it just keeps getting more. It slants more and more towards that every generation. And now it's really, you can see it. You can see it out there. There's a reason the Patriots are turning their seasons around so quickly. The reason this season has now become this optimistic, great thing is because of the quarterback play. Mostly. Not entirely, but that's mostly it. And if Drake May continues on at this pace, then the sky's the limit, really. Sky's the limit. This season, this season is and should be all about making sure that Drake May is upright and makes it to the end of the season. And I know it's hard to do that with a running quarterback, with a guy who goes out there and runs and is big and strong and doesn't mind initiating contact sometime. Like, all those things are true. But this is the way. I mean, this is the way. He is the way. And I was very, very hesitant. I was not into the idea of even drafting him. But he's proving me wrong week after week. And if this is the type of thing that he's capable of in his second year, really sort of an extension of his first year, not even really that much further, then the potential is just through the roof. And it took me a while to see it. I didn't see it last year. I wasn't really seeing it the first couple of weeks of this season. But now you've had 3-4 games in a row. Eventually it's going to be impossible to deny. And I'm pretty much off that bandwagon anyway. I'll admit when I was wrong. I didn't love the Drake May pick. I didn't think this was a good environment for a quarterback. And last year it wasn't. But a new coach, some new players, a new attitude, and just the natural progression of a very talented player is all coming together right now in a very real way, and that's a cool thing to be here for. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones and talk to our good friend, Jake in Boston. Hi, Jake.
What's good, Christian?
What's up, buddy?
Listen, I'm very excited and encouraged about Drake May, and I'm even less negative than you are because between the schedule and the fact you have the trade deadline here, you could be playing Buffalo on December 14th for the number one spot in the AFC.
Could be.
Like, if you realistically look at that schedule and look at if this team does what it's supposed to do, that game at Gillette, first of all, it's going to get flexed, and the Tampa game should get flexed as well. You could be playing Sunday Night Football for the top seed in the AFC if you continue to do your job and do what you're supposed to do. So, again, I'm much less negative than you are at this point. I think that could be the biggest game we've had here in 6 or 7 years. I'm getting excited. That said, the number one thing this organization can do for itself, they've got to tell Drake to put his team first. They got to book him for a vasectomy during the bye week. Listen, I may be obsessed with bread and Pilates now, but this team had a Patriots.com
plus. A vasectomy at 23.
All the new dads.
Ah, Jake.
All the new dads at Patriots training camp in 2022. Do you know what a record has been the last 3 years? 16-35. All of those new dads are gone. And may be obsessed with bread and Pilates now, but I don't want a distracted QB. I want a QB as locked in as I've seen the last couple of weeks here. And it's really, really good. What happened yesterday, that was really good.
It was, Jake. Thanks. It was very good. I am not familiar with the new dad metric that he was referring to. I didn't really feel like waiting for him to explain it. I'll say this. Drake May at 23, 24. Is he 24 yet? Whatever he is. Did they get married or engaged over the... Did he get married or engaged?
He got married over the offseason.
He got married, right? He did get married. I didn't want to get that wrong. And I know that getting married and having a child are two entirely different experiences in terms of your attention and what that means and sort of everything else, obviously. But I think he can handle it. I think that he's got a big family. You know, it's not like... I don't think that that's going to be the issue maybe that he's... that Jake is bringing up here.
And I think he's the only one that is concerned about it.
Jake does get very worked up about things that I got to be honest would never dawn on me to think of. Spouses and their Instagrams, child rearing windows, like all that sort of stuff. It doesn't even cross my mind. I just think, you know, the NFL has been going on for a long, long time, and there's been a lot of players who have had children and then won Super Bowl. I don't think that there's a correlation there. That's my personal opinion. I'm sure he's done more research than me, and I'm sure in the circles of people who care about that type of thing, I sound very uneducated right now. But you know what? I'm okay with that. Let's go to Rico in Connecticut. Hello, Rico.
Hello, fellas.
What's up, Rico?
I'm sorry. I heard you mention that how I'm super excited, obviously, with what's going on with the Patriots, but when you mentioned how the offense struggled in the second half,
yes,
it made me think of a baseball analogy, and going through the order two or three times, mm-hmm. or when a team picks up on that. Has anybody looked into our second halves? If there's anything trending that way, or
trending in what way, Rico? Like, are they? Because I think what's happening is pretty simple: is that teams are making adjustments. Teams are looking at what the Patriots are doing well, and I think what they're trying to do and have been trying to do is kind of funnel them into the run game, which they're not very strong in, and they just kind of kettle them into that way of doing things. All right, well, we're going to drop a bunch of guys back, and we're going to make it harder for May to know what kind of coverage we're in, and we'll dare them to run, and if they run, they run, but if they run, we can stop them. That's simplifying it a lot. But just look at the numbers. I mean, the numbers are what they are. The Patriots throwing the ball, Drake May was 18 for 26 for 261 yards and 3 touchdowns, which just, beautiful numbers. Rushing.
Do your job well.
Yes. Thank you, Bill. Maybe take your own advice there. rushing the ball as a team, the Patriots attempted 31 rushes for 73 yards, and for you math majors out there, that is a 2.4 yards per carry average, which is not good. They did not have a rushing touchdown. Travion Henderson, who I thought early on in the game had some promising-looking runs, is just, I don't know, I'm not sure that that's really what he's cut out for. And that's not to say that every single running back in the world has to be the same. They don't all have to be, Genty and Judkins and Scataboo and, all these other rookies who are out there making an impact between the tackles at this particular moment. And there's a few of them, and there's you look at what Henderson's giving you, and it's not really all that much. But, you're also talking about another very young player, a guy with a skill set that maybe this team's not totally sure how to tap yet. Which is surprising, because you would think someone like Josh McDaniels, who had Kevin Falk and who had James White all those years, would be able to get a running back who can catch the ball involved in the offense a little bit more. I think he had one catch on two targets, so I don't think they were running a whole lot of schemes and looks for him. They did give him the ball and try and get the run game going, because you could tell they didn't want to give it to Stevenson. There was a point where I thought that Henderson was going to be the feature back. Stevenson ended up getting more rushes, but for a while there it looked like, okay, maybe this is the changing of the guard. And I think that if Henderson in the first or second quarter had broken off one big run, then he would have gotten more carries. I think he would have been the lead back. That would have just been an adjustment that happened right there, because they were kind of 50-50. But neither one of them took it and ran with it, no pun intended. Neither one of them was able to establish themselves as the number one guy. And when you don't have that sort of laid out for you, I mean, Rhamondre was brutal.
Well, if you're asking me as an armchair analyst back here, with Ramondre, it seems like he's more focused on holding on to the ball, right, not turning it over, versus actually getting some good runs out there. I don't know if those two things are correlated with each other, but you feel like if Ramondre is just himself and he's not thinking too much, he can be effective.
Yeah, I hope him being himself is not 18 yards on 13 carries again, because that is 1.4 yards per carry. That's falling forward, basically. And if you're getting the ball that much, you got to be doing more than that. That being said, not a lot to really pick at. Not much to pick at. You got Tennessee coming up. They just fired their head coach. We'll get into that in just a moment. I do think there is teams like that can be dangerous. They rally around the interim coach or whatever, or they're real happy that the guy's gone. I don't know if Callahan was hated in that locker room, but I can't imagine he was very well liked, because this was a team that didn't have big expectations. They were the first overall pick, and they have a rookie quarterback, and they're off to a bad start, which, yeah, naturally, of course they are. You don't have a good roster, and they're firing the coach. So I would imagine that, you know, some blame's going to him. I would imagine that maybe in the locker room he wasn't super popular. Not a lot of guys stuck up for him and said, no, coach is good. We're getting there. We're building something, whatever it is. And oftentimes, if you have a rookie quarterback that you like, and I think they like Ward out there in Tennessee. I think they like him. I'm not sure, but it seems like they do. Then you go by what he wants, and maybe he doesn't want that guy, the defensive-minded head coach. It makes sense, but I guess we'll find out. Anyway, he'll be not coaching the Titans this weekend. They will have an interim head coach. That could be dangerous for a bad team, but I don't think the Patriots are a bad team. I think the Patriots are showing everybody that they're a level up from not even what they were last year and the year before, but maybe even a level up from kind of the mediocre teams in the
they
league.
They also
right now
feel like they're a more focused team, because yeah, they literally, what was it, Tuesday? Or when they came back on Wednesday, they were like, okay, time to put everything in the rear view about right, Buffalo, focus on the Saints. Tennessee is not as good as New Orleans. They're probably one of the worst teams out there. So if you think they were focused after a big win, focusing on a subpar Saints team, they're going to be even more focused on this Tennessee team.
They are. The only other problem here, it'll be their third straight road game. That's something. That's something. When you have three straight road games, that can catch up to you. I've heard Ted talk about this before. He oftentimes picks against any team that's on their third of a three-game road stretch like that. So another thing just to keep an eye on. But with that being said, we'll get to your phone calls here, 617-779-7937. Final thoughts here on the Patriots' victory over the Saints, looking ahead to Tennessee, and some thoughts about the week that was in the NFL and this Monday night doubleheader we got coming up tonight with the Buffalo Bills and the Atlanta Falcons, which you can hear right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back and wrap things up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know you never like to make it about yourself, but obviously with Tennessee up next, is this week any different for you at all? Does it feel any different?
Well, I think it's going to feel different. It can't be different. It has to be, the way we prepare, the way that we try to put together a game plan. I think it's going to, we have to recognize the obvious. I mean, I haven't spent time there. And so a lot of people on the other side that I know that have coached or worked with.
Mike Vrabel answering questions about the firing of Brian Callahan. It's the Christian Arcan Show. Here we got a few minutes left before we hand things over to Monday Night Football. The Tennessee Titans are off to a dreadful start. They're 1-5. The only team with the worst record in the AFC right now is the Jets. That's the only team with the worst record in the league, I believe. The other 1-5 teams are the Cleveland Browns, the Miami Dolphins, Lord Baltimore's Ravens, who are really, really struggling right now, and, of course, the Saints, who you just beat. And I wouldn't say all those teams are created equally, but the Titans are certainly down there at the bottom with a minus 78. Scoring differential. That's pretty bad. The Patriots, by the way, are at plus 30. The Indianapolis Colts are at plus 78. And the reason why I bring them up is because that is the class of the AFC right now. Nay, maybe even the class of the NFL. The two best teams in the NFL at this moment right now are the Colts and the Bucks. Those are the two best teams in the league.
I'll take things I did not expect for 2 seconds in the NFL to happen for 800.
I expected that Tampa would win that division. You know, like I thought they'd win the, because that division blows and it always blows. I thought they'd easily win that division, even with Atlanta and, you know, Penix and all that. I thought it would be Tampa's division. I didn't think they'd be 5-1. I didn't think they would get on, and that Baker Mayfield would turn into, you know, Patrick Mahomes here, which is what's happening. The Indianapolis Colts, on the other hand, I thought would be better this year, but I didn't think they would be 5-1, you know, like really keeping these other teams at arm's length. And they're doing it with their run game. They're doing it with their defense. And Danny Dimes is reborn here. Indiana Jones, who is, I mean, now part of this new class of quarterbacks who got a second or a third chip. Mayfield's another one. Danny Dimes, Mayfield. Sam Darnold's another one of those guys. Mac Jones is maybe turning into one of those guys, though he had a bad game last night. He had the two interceptions, but he wasn't terrible in that game. You know, they were hanging around. But that's sort of what Jared Goff is, another one. He got another chance, and I know that wasn't the same kind of thing. It's not like he failed with the Rams, but they traded him and they wanted to move on, and he goes to another place, and suddenly now it's going great. And I sort of look at that and I think, man. You know, that's, first of all, rare. It's rare that you see that many burnouts in the NFL, especially in this era of the NFL where quarterback play is so important. These guys are, number one, getting second chances, and number two, succeeding with them. And not exactly on teams that you would expect. Like, I wouldn't expect Baker Mayfield to be able to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the top of the NFC, and I definitely didn't think that the combination of Indiana Jones and those Colts, who I thought were better than they looked last year with Richardson and whoever else they had going out there. Who was their backup last year? Wentz? Or whoever it was, I forget. But it was, it was an ugly season for them. And I sort of look at that and I think, man, sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes you have no idea. And these also may not persist all year. You may not see the Colts at the top of the AFC. In fact, I don't know what you're going to see at the top of the AFC. Right now, this is the way the standings are. The Colts, number one. Number two are the Steelers, who aren't anything special. Buffalo, number three, who everyone considers still the best team in the AFC. The Chargers are 4-2, almost lost to the Dolphins yesterday. The Jaguars got put in their place after that big win over the Chiefs. The Broncos, who scraped by the Jets. And then there's you, the Patriots, at 4-2. The last of the 4-2 teams, and I think at the bottom of the 4-2 teams based on record and points and all that other stuff. Then there's the Chiefs at 3-3. The Texans at 2-3, And then you got the Bengals, Raiders, Ravens, Dolphins, Browns, Titans, Jets in the dregs of the AFC. All that to say this. Who's in your way, really? Who's, like, really in your way? Buffalo? You beat them. Jacksonville? Denver? Denver's tough. You got to go out there and play them, assuming that they finish ahead of you. I don't know. It's not like you play them this year, but, you know, if you had to meet them in the playoffs, I'm saying. You know, that could be a tough matchup. They got a tough defense. I like Bo Nix. But are they good? Are they really good? No. The Chargers are very sketchy. The Steelers are very sketchy. And the Colts, I just, you know, maybe this is exactly, you know, Indiana Jones, Danny Jones, exactly what they needed. And he's going to be able to do this all year. But does anyone, I don't even think they believe that in Indy. I certainly don't believe it. And with the Patriots and the schedule that they have, you can start having some kooky thoughts now, you know? You can start having those thoughts.
You can start to say, you know who's really in the Patriots' way? Themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. I know you're being sarcastic, but you can actually say that. Who's in the way of the Patriots right now? Mental errors, penalties, turnovers. That's what's in their way, right? I mean, that's basically what's in their way. That's why they lost those games that they lost. They lost them on dumb mistakes, and they lost them because they turned the ball over, and they lost them because of penalties. That was the main reason. I don't think they're any, you know, they're much worse than the Steelers. I definitely don't think they're worse than the Raiders. Like, you know, that's the den. Those were both one score losses. That's the difference between 4-2 and 6-0 is two touchdowns with this team.
It's kind of like the American League in baseball, where the Patriots actually have a legit chance because the field is so wide open.
Yeah.
Like any other year, like go back to last year, put this team in last year's picture with the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Ravens, you'd say no shot.
No chance, yeah.
But the AFC, as you just said, so wide open. Colts are at the top. I expect the Chiefs to get up there. I think the Bills will be up there, sustained. I agree with you. It might be possible.
Chiefs made a statement last night, I thought, against Detroit. Real quick, texter in the 508 says, really, Arcan Janti, he's not destroying the NFL. Yes, he is. He's on pace for 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns. Neither's your boy Travis Hunter. Well, look like we're out of time here. Unfortunately, I can't address that. Stick around here on WEEI. We got the Monday night game, Buffalo and Atlanta, coming your way right now. I'll be back tomorrow at 6. We got a full 4-hour show for you. Looking forward to that. Enjoy the football tonight, everybody. I'm out of here. Good night now.
That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.